Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Trump administration has stepped up enforcement of the country's immigration laws, which has led to some high-profile deportations of people who've lived in the U.S. for years. Now, some parents who are here illegally but whose children are U.S. citizens are taking steps to prepare in case they're deported. Joy Diaz of Here and Now contributor Texas Standard reports.
Veronica Avila Zavala is a mother of two, a 9-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy.
La niña tiene 9 y el niño tiene 7.
The girl is a firecracker, Avila Zavala says. Not the boy. He's normally very mellow. This past November, tragedy struck the family. Avila Zavala's partner and the father of her children was murdered in Mexico.
Lo deportaron el 28 de octubre. Lo mataron el 23 de noviembre. O sea, nomás tenía 15 días allá.
He was deported at the end of October, and she says within 2 weeks, a local gang in his small town of southern Mexico had killed him. They believed he had money since he was coming from the U.S. Now, her biggest fear is that she could be deported too. I am afraid, she says, if I am deported, who's going to take care of my kids? The state? The foster care system? It's estimated the unauthorized immigrant population in Texas is about 1.5 million people. Since so many could be affected by new parameters for deportations, the Consulate of Mexico and other nonprofits are providing free law clinics for parents across Texas. The idea is to help them fill out and notarize powers of attorney on behalf of their children. At the Mexican consulate in Austin recently, attorney Daniela Lytle told parents the documents are not living wills and they are not custody orders.
It's really not a long-term document. It's meant to be a Band-Aid until a court order is in place. That's how
they still need to go through the court.
They still need to go to the court if custody has to be established. This is just something in place to have in the event of a very quick emergency.
Say, for instance, the parents are picked up by immigration agents while at work. The power of attorney allows someone the parents trust to pick up their children from school. Or if the kids were to get sick, the power of attorney allows the new guardians to make medical decisions on behalf of the children. Waiting in line outside the consulate was Magdalena Tercero. She's a mother of three who came to the clinic with her friend Heather Hoff. Tercero asked Hoff to be her children's guardian in case she and her husband are deported. She's the only person I trust with my children, she says, because I don't have relatives in the United States. Tercero says that as a child, she was close friends with Hoff's husband, and since he married Hoff, Tercero and Hoff became friends too. The grown-ups are inseparable, and so are their children.
They play a lot together too. Sorry. We hang out probably like every other weekend. Our kids always play together.
If the Terceros were to be deported, Hoff and her husband would be taking in three children on top of the two they already have.
I mean, they've done a lot for us, so I'm sure they would do the same for us if the roles were switched.
Both women are clearly shaken by the step they're about to take, but they're certain signing that power of attorney is the right thing to do. For Here and Now, I'm Joy Diaz in Austin.